This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Pay attention now. This is the classroom of the year when it comes to News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first full week of January 2022, our first visit of the esteemed host and mentor of the Talk Radio Countdown, the man who originated coverage of News Talk Radio in print and online, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Like, that was the big build-up. That's it for the year. You've had your build-up. Yep, you're all set.
Yeah, that'll get me all the way maybe to Valentine's Day, that little Valentine of yours.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy New Year to you. I missed the last week's show and felt badly about it, but here we are, and it's a new year, and everything is good again.
Is it? I guess that's a matter of reflection. I'm not sure, looking at this list, that things are so great, but maybe we can put a good spin on some of this stuff. So help yourself to the story list. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Michael. Number 10, the Maxwell case.
You know how to pronounce your first name? Her name.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine, okay.
Ghislaine.
Good, yeah.
And some say Ghislaine, but it's Ghislaine. Ghislaine Maxwell, and that's tied with a related case, Prince Andrew's scandal.
What a scumbag. What's this guy? It's not, right. The blood may be blue, but I think there's probably some pink and orange in it as well.
Ooh. At number 9, social media and free speech. At number 8, U.S. relations with China and Russia. At number 7, crime and violence. At number 6, voting legislation tied with race relations. The two are tied together more than just in how much they're talked about. They're connected. At number 5, the winter weather, and that is tied with climate change. At number 4, the 2022 midterm election. Now, that's going to be on our survey for a long time. It's now 2022. It's no longer over the horizon. It's coming at us like a freight train. And that's tied with Donald Trump's role in the GOP. At number 3, we have the economy, inflation, supply chain, labor shortage, all those issues. Number 2, well, it happened this week, the anniversary of January 6th, 1-6 as it's now called. We have our 9-11, and we have our 1-6. Maybe that's the way we'll start labeling them negative dates. And it's the anniversary of it and the investigation of it. 1 year later, a whole year has gone by. What a year this has been.
Huh?
And number 1, we have COVID-19, the Omicron surge, vaccines, boosters, and politics connected to it. And it's been a hell of a week.
By God.
Oh, people.
Yes,
people, I forgot.
I was waiting.
People. I realized there was a pause, and there's nothing worse on radio than dead air. We committed a sin. At number 10, speaking of sinners, Prince Andrew at number 10, Ghislaine Maxwell at 9, Xi Jinping at 8, Vladimir Putin at 7, Ron DeSantis at 6, number 5, Sean Hannity. Mike Pence back on the survey at 4, Mark Meadows at 3, Donald Trump at 2, Joe Biden at 1, and that's kind of a snapshot. There's a lot of people being talked about beyond that and a lot of complicated connecting issues, but that's the best we can do to bring it into some type of a snapshot in the summary.
Well, okay, let's talk about complicated connective issues. Number 5, Sean Hannity on the people list. And the what the relevancy is of his connection to January 6th, I've probably seen the same thing everybody else has seen in the trade, especially in Talkers Magazine. So what do you read into this? What's between the lines with Hannity, or is there any? Is it just as
there's
it
nothing
seems?
Between the lines? It's all out there. Hannity has been close with the president. Hannity has a direct line to the president. Hannity told the president through texts that are, you know, public record now.
Yeah.
Hey, go easy. He offered sobering advice when the insurrection or riot or whatever the hell you want to call it was happening, and. Whether the president heeded him or not is not the issue. The fact is he had a voice in it. And then Hannity is accused of not taking that same stance on the air.
Did Trump take a shot at Hannity this week? Because
yeah, he did. I don't recall the exact details, but there was a shot that that Trump. You know, Hannity's going to have to be careful with his friendship with Trump because Trump is trying to turn on people.
Right.
When they no longer totally
and I still
kiss his assets.
Yeah, I still question the relevancy of Trump. I think even the news media loves to dump on him. Certain talk show hosts want to deify him. I just think that he's almost irrelevant. That's just for maybe it's my point of view, but I find
it's a good question
to the DJV program. Go ahead.
You bring up a good question as to the relevance of Trump. I wonder about that. I do know he's relevant in the conversation.
Yeah.
I do know he has a tremendous base. I don't know whether it's a big enough base to elect him president again. Of course, a lot of that has to do with who runs against him, which is uncertain. But I'm not sure what's going on behind the scenes in terms of other ambitious politicians within the GOP who perhaps are not thrilled at the thought of him remaining somebody clogging up the next opportunity.
Don't you think there's an exhaustion factor to this? With almost any story, with whatever is going on, whether it's the news talk conversations on the air or the reality of people experiencing these things in their lives, it's like COVID. There's an exhaustion factor to it. And whether, you know, people are just saying, I'm so sick of this, and I get shots every week. I mean, they're not booster shots, but shots from people. Stop talking about this. There's nothing new. There's nothing to be learned. There's nothing to be gained. Let's move on. What else do you? Don't you have something else like other bad news, like the inflation rate?
Well, the art of broadcasting is to mix and match it in such a way that you deal with the relevant stuff, but that but you don't exhaust it. We used to do the same thing in music radio. You want to play the number one song. You want to play the hits. The art was the rotation and how you do it. But I don't think that one should stop talking about the issues that are of importance and relevance simply because we're tired of them. We should stop talking about the frivolous issues or the ones that are, you know, not to say that Prince Andrew is not important, you know, sexual assault on a 17-year-old is important, but it's not as important as people dying in hospitals, war, you know, attacks on the Capitol. You know, there's different things going on, and this is one of the things that we do in terms of maintaining this research, if you want to call it, or observation that we do, is we try to sort it all out and figure out what are the long-term stories, the short-term stories, what's in, what's out, but underneath it all, what's really important, and to not talk about COVID-19 because we're sick of it is sticking your head in the sand.
It's taking a different approach. Let me tell you, not to pat myself on the back or beat my chest, Doug, you're such a fantastic host, but the approach I took to COVID this week was asking people to go to the food store and look and see what's there. Audit whether you have the food that you want, whether you have to settle for something that you don't really want. How has your food culture changed in the past year or two? Are you eating more processed food because it's the only thing that's available? Are you looking harder for food, et cetera, et cetera? I think that's one of the important stories, what you're eating and how it's been affected by COVID. I think that was a very important overview as to people understanding the impact that this thing has had on our lives. I also took a look at the cars and what's available and what people are paying because of the shortage of chips that came about directly as a result of COVID. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of cars and trucks sitting in lots and all around Detroit, other areas where there are factories waiting for the chips so they can be shipped out. In the meantime, I told a story about a fellow who was buying a new Ford F-350 that normally would sell for $80,000. The dealer had put a price tag of $137,000 on the truck, and he had somebody negotiating with him to buy it. And that's a direct result of not having enough trucks around, and COVID is the result, is the reason for that. So does that become a relative of those good conversations? They play into
they are. COVID. You know, I mean, you're not the only one who does that.
I know I'm not. No, I'm just giving you an example.
But, you're very creative, and, you also tend to focus on the human connection, the human element, human interest aspects. That's the word I was looking for. Human interest aspects of the major news. I mean, there's a word called lifestyles. That's a word I've never liked, but we understand what it means.
Kind of ooky. It's a yucky, lucky,
lifestyle.
Well, I have my lifestyles
of the rich and famous. Remember that show? Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Was it called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Well, people are always interested in that.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about the January 6th anniversary and its role in our discussions this week as we continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. A quick reminder about the beginning of the year, losing weight, all kinds of support. Hey, you got to turn on the radio and the television. You can't wait more than 4 minutes to see an ad for this Planet Hollywood or Planet Fitness or whatever whatever it is. Shatner's doing an ad for Planet Fitness, which was hysterical, even though it was kind of short. Maybe you saw that this week, Michael. But anyway, the focus is on losing weight. And then after that, how do you keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in. It supports your weight loss program and helps you keep the weight off once you've done the work. So check out all of the different ways that you can buy the product, how much you can get, and what you'll pay for it at toploss.com. And then when you check out, use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll get great discounts. That's DJV code, toploss.com for Calitrin.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Deep breath.
My's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the information that Talkers publishes every week at Talkers.com on the charts, the top stories, the top people, and the top stories, COVID. I see the Star Trek series. I know you're a fan of Star Trek. They have stopped shooting because most of the cast and crew has tested positive for COVID. It just takes its toll. Just go across whatever part of life you want to look at. Look at all the doctors now that, or at least staffs that are sick with it. You have a story at home with your family. You've got a real problem. Right.
Well, the Star Trek situation, I would think by the 24th century, rather, they would have cured it.
Care of.
Yeah.
Yes. So. But as far as you being under the circumstances, father of a son who's the father of a son.
First of all, I'm not here to talk about my woes, but
no, it isn't woes. It's just something that's real. And it affects how businesses are run, for sure, how families react. Or you were asking me about going to California. When I go out there, I take a home test. My new grandson, is less than 8 weeks old. They have no immune system whatsoever. I haven't had it. Well, I don't know. You and I were talking off the air. We don't know whether we've had it or we haven't had it. I don't think I've had it. You haven't really, but you know, there are all kinds of signs. I had sniffles about a month ago. I had my test, and it showed negative, but, the tests aren't always that great either. I haven't been waylaid by anything, but certainly, depending on one's status, the immune system, if you had it, you could probably fight it off, but that doesn't mean you haven't had it.
And we don't even know what it is. We deal with these major categories. But when you talk to people and you get into the nitty-gritty, a lot of people have been walking around with symptoms that don't pick up as positive. But a lot of people have runny noses, sore throats, congestion, foggy headedness. A lot of little symptoms that are part of the picture of COVID. But for whatever reason, it doesn't test positive, or they haven't tested. So, you know, a number of doctors I've talked to say that, you know, it's more widespread in a watered down version than we realize.
Yeah.
They don't really understand these things, you know.
Well, they can talk a good game, but
I don't think that people should blame the medical establishment as much as they do. People are looking for easy answers.
Chinese government. They're the ones where this all started.
Well, I mean, that's a whole other angle on it. Mm-hmm. But I'm simply saying is that even when you have something that's an understood illness, you know, you're having surgery or to have surgery or to not have surgery, how much drugs to take, all of the different medical things that we deal with, it's all uncertain. You know, that's why the old thing, get a second opinion, get a third opinion.
Yes.
Doctors don't agree with each other on appendicitis, mm-hmm. you know, having your tonsils out. So when you get something like this, that's an international global pandemic, obviously, there are going to be different levels of therapy and testing and vaccines. We shouldn't expect the medical establishment to have all the answers immediately and have a unified voice. That's the point.
It's certainly imperfect in terms of, you know, you got three or four different organizations, the FDA, the National Institute of Health, the CDC, and they all disagree. They all tell you something different. So you got to do your own stuff. I see that James Corden has it. I see Hoda Kotb has it. A lot of football players have it. It's just, it is, you know, it's not shocking to see it around. Just be nice when it just kind of goes bye-bye. 28 past the hour on the talk radio.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed saying only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
President Biden spending some time in Colorado on Friday to survey the damage of wildfires in Boulder County. The FDA now saying you should receive your Moderna booster shot 5 months after you receive your initial shots. The CDC making the same recommendation for Pfizer. USA Radio News. Students in Chicago's public schools were not in the classrooms once again on Friday. This after the Chicago Teachers Union voted to move to remote learning as COVID-19 cases spike. Joseph O'Cool teaches at Ella Flagg Young Elementary School in Chicago.
I'm hoping that the union would also realize that, there is this authority that they need to respect. They cannot just be dictating everything.
The city of Chicago is suing the Chicago Teachers Union, claiming their vote to move to remote learning was illegal. The December jobs report was released on Friday.
The Labor Department reported on Friday the United States added just 199,000 jobs in December, falling well short of expectations. Despite the lower-than-expected payrolls, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's down from 4.2% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. We know vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Returning now to our focus on the world of News Talk Radio, you can find the lists, by the way, from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, or we have them listed as well at djvshow.com. The relevance of CES this week to COVID and how, I mean, we could probably spend the whole program looking at how COVID has influenced. We've taken a couple of different approaches just to discuss how you can take one thing and move it in a dozen different directions. But CES, our friend Holland Cook was there this week talking about what was going on. I talked to a fellow from the automotive industry as well as to the impact of all this new technology on new cars and that sort of thing. And that's sort of people get excited about that sort of thing. You and I are not that technical, are we? We're not techies.
I don't know. I certainly prefer not to go with all the bells and whistles for everything, but I can't say I'm not technical because look at the business that we're in.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So compared to some of
good
our
point, I suppose
our friends.
Yeah. Right. You know? Yeah. We have to have. We have some connection to
right.
The rituals necessary to make all this
right.
Work.
That's a relative statement.
Right. All right.
And I've never been one for the bells and whistles that are not necessary in any kind of equipment because there are things that break down and, you know, who needs them?
We do. All right. Number two this week on our countdown list is the January 6th anniversary, the continuing investigation. I noticed that Emily Hernandez, who's 22 years old, is facing a couple of charges related to driving while intoxicated and causing a crash that resulted in the death of a woman that was holding a Pelosi sign as a rioter. I mean, this again, here we go off in a, on a tangent with somebody else who's involved in this thing, an ancillary story. They're everywhere. Yesterday, or this past week, actually, there have been a couple of things happening the last couple of days. When the January 6th moment of silence took place, the only two Republicans in the House chamber were Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz. I've never been a big fan of Dick Cheney, but in this circumstance, it's very interesting how he is paying attention to his daughter and the movement. He might have been earlier on connected, or you'd have thought he was more connected to Trump and that stuff, but his daughter is really taking an independent stand. What are people saying? Is it predictable because of some of the hosts and their point of view, how she's being handled?
Well, she is going against the partisanship of the conservative movement as opposed to being a conservative. Democrats and liberals should not take the idea that she's a liberal or that she's a Democrat. Liz Cheney is a definitely a conservative, and her father is a conservative. It's just a different views on conservatism than Trumpism, and that's the issue.
It's like in religion, Protestantism at first was just a protest to the Catholic Church, and then it became the Baptists, it became the Congregationalists, it became the Lutherans, it became the Methodists, it became the Baptists, and so it all splits down. And maybe the same can be said for Joe Manchin, in a manner of speaking. He's not, the Democrats say, he's not a real Democrat, because he doesn't go along for the ride. And it does show you how hard it is to be an independent thinker. But Manchin is making a career move here that makes a lot of people think he's running for president.
Well, he might be.
Maybe he is.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of people are running for president whose name is not Trump and whose name is not Biden. And it's interesting to watch very carefully how they make their moves, because it is politically unwise at this point. You're certainly going to face a lot of heat from your own party if you make a move against Trump or you make a move against Biden at this point. So everybody walks on eggshells, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of daggers underneath those cloaks. waiting to be thrust, and
it sounds so romantic, Michael.
You know, civil wars are very bloody, and primaries can be, and inter-party politics can be brutal, and politics make strange bedfellows. Let us not forget that George H.W. Bush, when he was running for the nomination against Ronald Reagan, he said that Ronald Reagan practiced voodoo economics.
Right. Vice President.
Look at the harsh words that Kamala Harris said to Joe Biden during.
Outrageous.
I mean, he was, I'm not even going to say it. It's just terrible. So you got to. How about Ted Cruz calling Donald Trump a psychopathic narcissist?
Which he is, but.
You know my position. I guess I've been able to maintain my job for so many decades in this business of controversy and opinions by trying to just stay above that type of low-level, stinking, disingenuous, partisan bigotry and lies. It's awful. Mm-hmm. And people buy into it. Let them, I guess that's what makes the world go around. But I don't buy into it.
Number five this week, the winter weather. You're in western Massachusetts. I'm in eastern Massachusetts. We got about 6 inches of snow here. But the newscasters are calling it the first bomb cyclone of the year, because a lot of the country east of the Mississippi, like Nashville, has 4 inches of snow. They don't know what to do with it. The weather's very cold and windy. And so here we have 14 inches of snow in Buffalo. And I don't know. I mean, when we were kids, 14 inches of snow is nothing, right?
Yeah. Well, and we were shorter.
So it seemed like there was more there, yes.
In my opinion, in my meteorological prognosticatory opinion, this is the worst storm of the year so far.
Yeah. Well, so
I'm kidding.
So far it is, but you know,
the point I'm making is every storm is the storm of the century. Yeah. How many storms of the century have we been through over the past 30 years? It started about 35, 40 years ago. The hyperbole that surrounds the weather, and even though I believe there's climate change. I mean, only because I know the history of the Earth. As much as we know it, the Earth changes. And I do know that carbon emissions can increase the greenhouse effect. But that being said, every weather event now, every fire, everything that happens is indicative of climate change. And that's where a truth becomes a lie, when you add politics to it. And you just go on these basic assumptions without taking each situation individually and examining it with honesty.
It really is. It is amazing the twists and turns and how life is. My son and I were talking about this last week, how life has changed so dramatically for all of us. You look around now, I don't recognize even the town that I grew up in and still live in. It's a whole different world here. And I think a lot of people around the country are finding that to be the case as well. It's just changing. And speaking of that, number three this week on our story list is a focus on the economy. Mortgage rates now are their highest since the pandemic began in 2020. Fixed mortgage rates are following the Treasury yields. The Fed this week said they expected inflation to last through the end of the year. I don't know. Inflation, in my mind, I'm going to see what your rendering of this is usually 2%, maybe 3%. It's 6.5% at the moment. And when I went in the bank this week to do some business, I couldn't get in because the lobby was locked. And so I said to the lady who's in charge of the branch, "What's going on?" She says, "People are quitting. COVID. We're paying $23, $24 an hour for tellers. Last year, this time, we were paying $15, $16 an hour for tellers, and we can't find them." So this is really, I keep asking this question. People give me baloney answers. Where did the 8 million people go who were in the workforce before COVID and aren't in it now? That's how many holes there are. If you look at the stats, supposedly, there are 8 million jobs that are unfilled. Well, where'd they go?
A lot of them are retired. A large percentage of the people who are quitting are over 55. A lot of them are going for early retirement because they're saying this just ain't worth it anymore. And one of the things fueling that is the fact that the inflation and the increase in value in homes as the real estate market has heated up has given a number of people over 55 a sense of security that they have more money than they thought they did. That is the factual answer to a question that most people go around, what's causing it? Well, that's what's causing it. A lot of older people are opting out. The rest of them are, a lot of them are crummy jobs that nobody wants. And people are taking advantage of the fact that they can get away with staying at home for a while.
It's kind of a strange situation for sure. Strange reality. People list now from Talkers Magazine. This is published at talkers.com and also on our DJV website, djvshow.com. At number 10, Prince Andrew. Number 9, Ghislaine Maxwell. Number 8, Xi Jinping. Vlad Bad, Putin, Pukin, I have all my pit names for Mr. Putin. Number 7, Ron DeSantis is 6. Sean Hannity is 5. Mike Pence is 4. Mark Meadows is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. If you haven't been listening to Sean's program or been watching the coverage, he's been involved in the discussion of what happened on January 6th, that sort of thing. So that's on the top of the list. He's happy to talk about it, I know that. And so are a lot of the people who don't like him, one way or the other. So that's it. The people list, courtesy of the work done by the folks, the industrious folks that do the survey work at talkers.com. We continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show in a moment.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A
I'm Tom from Kane 11, and I have one question for you. What size socks do you wear? If you're like everyone else we've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? All sock companies make their socks in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. At Kane 11, we make our socks to fit 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17. No more heel hiking, toe bunching, or that towel under your toe feeling. Kane 11 has great colors and looks to fit everyone's lifestyle, from crews to athletics, even our perfectly designed no-shows. Your feet hold up your whole body, and the better your socks fit, the more comfortable you're going to feel all day. And with Kane 11, you get better yarns, better quality, just a better sock.
Try a pair of Kane 11s. You'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again. You won't believe what wearing socks that actually fit really feel like till you try Kane 11s, made right here in the USA.
So stop compromising your comfort. Go to Kane11.com. Get 20% off your first order. Only available at Kane11.com.
Walk the world with me.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the week of January 3rd to the 7th. My pleasure to go through top 10 items. Let's see, at number 10, the Prince Andrew piece of the Epstein scandal, if you will, Jeffrey Epstein. Number 9, social media and its relationship to free speech. Number 8, our relationship with China and Russia, in the focus, as usual. Crime and violence, crime and punishment. Number 7, the situation with who's going to be better off or worse off with the voting legislation has been floated around. The weather, snow, wild weather, winds, and all that good stuff. That's number 5. Number 4, the Trump role in midterm elections. Number 3, the economy, how things are doing, inflation, what's going to happen on the supply chain side. Number 2, January 6th. My God, aren't we tired of that yet? And number 1, COVID. I know we're tired of that. Those are the top 10 stories, though. They're still being discussed, so we've got the report here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so Michael, we have a minute or so left here on the countdown. The inflation business, how does that, what does it do? How far does it go? What do you think?
I don't think it's going to go very far. I think it's going to turn around. I think that the economy, believe it or not, still is strong. We have a lot of conflicting things that are causing problems. The inflation is due to, the Fed printing money that doesn't have wealth behind it. That's always an issue, but that can be controlled, and it will be. Interest rates coming up, mortgage rates coming up, that certainly will control inflation. And eventually the supply chain will be rectified, and that will decrease the shortages and products. That's also causing rates to rise. The situation of this inflation is very different, based on those basic facts I just said, than the inflation we had through the 70s.
You know, we should talk about on the countdown. This should be something we really aim for. The popularity of pizza these days. And how it's a $54 billion business. How about that? Just as a distraction.
My favorite subject.
All right, yes, it is. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is normally here during this part of the program, but because I have an understanding he's had a dog for a long, long time in his life, and the dog is in bad... we all love our dog. We love our animals, so he's taking care of the dog. I'm taking care of the top 10 items... The top 10 New Year's resolutions and how to make sure this is a positive. You know, we always talk about New Year's resolutions, nobody's going to keep them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I'm going to give you the top 10 resolutions this year because that's what the countdown is all about, and then maybe give you a few ideas on how to help you make some of them happen. At number 10 this year on the list of the top 10 resolutions, read more. Number 9, travel more. 8, spend more time with your family. 7, quit smoking. 6, save money. 5, live life to the fullest. These are pretty simplistic, right? Number 4, learn a new skill. Number 3, get organized. 2, lose weight. Number 1, exercise more. Now, I know that you all have good intentions, right? And there is a new year, fresh beginnings, all that good stuff. A lot of people struggle to make good on these plans. So I've consulted a clinical psychologist who has studied all of the habits that people have, generally speaking, and those who make New Year's resolutions, you have goals, et cetera, et cetera. So he recommends the following. Mentally prepare for change. What did you set out to do last year? When did you make progress? Most everybody, when they make a stab, they take a stab, they make an attempt. So in this circumstance, did you see progress on one of the things, just one of the things that you were doing for New Year's resolutions last year? If that's the case, then just glom onto that and stay positive. Don't make big, quick changes. Take it a little at a time. The gradual, the success of New Year's resolutions comes gradually. You build on smaller changes and make them a little larger, et cetera, et cetera. Allow for error. And then, in terms of those 10 things, which of those, if you have picked one of them, which one motivates you the most? Like losing weight, usually that's it. Becoming more physically fit, get rid of the fat, that sort of thing. So if you are motivated, then that's a priority for you. A lot of people say they dream about their aspirations. So that's number two on the way to make sure that these top 10 goals can be reached, your resolutions. And limit the number of resolutions to something that's manageable. Do you write down things that you want to accomplish? This guy says that writing things down, especially when it comes to self-improvement, is very purposeful and works. Post it someplace on the refrigerator, whatever. Post it on the wall. And, you know, maybe post it on the mirror in your bathroom. But together, if you have a partner, do the posts together. That helps you become more successful as well. I feel like John Tesh, who goes through all of these sorts of things every day on his program. Another thing that this, shrink suggested was to be specific. Be specific. Articulate the resolution as clearly as possible, like quitting smoking. It's better than being healthy. You'll be healthier if you quit smoking, but specific things, quit smoking, that's a great way to make it through. Make sure that whatever you're trying to do is measurable. What you're trying to achieve is measurable, attainable, relevant to you and your life. Don't just pick something out of the air. And time sensitive, like losing weight after you've gained a lot of weight in the wintertime, right? Or during the holiday periods anyway. And I've seen some people, the next thing this fellow suggests is to break up some of the bigger goals into smaller ones, right? There are a lot of things that you can do that will help carry you through. There are subtasks. For example, if you're trying to lose weight, pick better meals, that sort of thing. Those are the, and then decide how much time you want to give to every day to losing weight. You know, have a good meal, go exercise. Do you want to give an hour a day to it? That sort of thing. And again, I think the smaller goals are the ones after you write them down that are achievable. And then share the resolutions that you've made with other people, because most of the time, people who care about you and your family, your friends, will support you to make things that are maybe you've thought were impossible possible. So there they are, the top 10 resolutions made every year and some suggestions on how to make it all happen, courtesy of a little extra info here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.